This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, truly, be involved in what's going on around you. Understand what's happening around you so you can make a change. Right? You know, when it comes to finances, I did have a gold and silver and finance guy for the longest time. And he got ill, kind of hanging out, waiting for him to come back. Hope he does at some point. But one of the things he said, because I'm kind of watching, and you get involved in the show, you know, hop up to the website, realside.com, where smarter people than I are in the chat room. You can speak with them. He had always said that the way to stay really secure, really safe, is to break your assets up. Break them up into, you know, actual cash, okay, precious metals, real estate. Come on, somebody else. There were four things, right? Precious metals, real estate, precious metals, cash on hand. I'm sure you'll tell me later. But he was right. When you look at what's going on out there, and you look at what's happening with gold and silver, and, you know, you see those commercials all the time, we're about ready to explode. Silver's going to go through the roof. Right? Bitcoin, I have a bunch of buddies that made a boatload of money on Bitcoin. But they knew enough to get out. They knew. Look, it's not a real thing. I don't even know how you quantify it. But whatever. And, you know, real estate, if you're in California, and no other places in the country are similar. But, you know, again, you look at what's going on, and, you know, real estate goes to the roof. People's homes have almost doubled in worth in a relatively short period of time, especially if you're not in the inner city, right? Because if you're not in the inner city, you know, people try to get out of the inner city. So if you have a place in a decent little, you know, suburban home or just outside the city limits, although, you know, it's going to come to you eventually, whether you believe it or not. Right? And you can do well. Now, all right, some of you guys have already heard this because it's been going around. But it's on the heels of me talking about a story earlier about evangelicals being a moral freak show, which is kind of nasty, nasty thing to say. But they say that we don't believe the science. That's what makes us dangerous. We don't believe the science. We don't pay attention. Right? And they say that, you know, Joe Scarborough of MSNBC, he agreed, doubling down on the legalism concerning cultural issues that have flooded the evangelical church. For instance, he said abortion. Legalism is around gay marriage. Legalism is around critical race theory. It's not a definition of the gospel, Scarborough said. This is not what Jesus' life was about. You know, I mean, I love this, though. Here's a guy that's had a checkered past of his own, and he's going to tell us what Jesus was all about? Like I said, it's always amazing to me that the soulless, godless left are the ones that try to lay out moral values, telling us what to do, and even in some cases like this one, telling us how Jesus would have lived. And all this was stirred up by the discussion after last week's contentious Southern Baptist Convention. And they said that the representative of conspiracy theories that have infiltrated American churches. Well, what are the conspiracy theories that they're talking about? No, really. That abortion is bad? That killing is bad? That the Bible speaks against same-sex, not same-sex marriage, but same-sex relationships? I mean, I'm just laying it out there. Let's just be honest about it. Is that what they're... See, they're doing the same thing they do with the law and with everything else. They figure if they speak against it enough, their people will start to fall in line. Yeah, you would be their people. It's not how it works. It's just like some of the... The Democrats who say that they're practicing Catholics. The Democrats who say they have a relationship with God. I mean, come on, think about this. And then they tell you that what Scripture says, they can look at what Scripture says and they'll say, no, I don't agree with that. Can you imagine going to your doctor who's gone to medical school all his life and you come in and he does a full checkup on you and he looks at you and he says, yeah, I can tell by the sound that you got a little lesion on the side of your heart and we're going to take it off and we're going to... No, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. I mean, well, I looked at the x-rays, I looked at your cardiogram, I looked at this, I looked at that. Yeah, you definitely have a lead. No, I don't agree with you. I don't think you're right. I mean, sir, this is what they're doing. They're looking at Scripture like they have a right to tweak it and change it and decide that this is not really what I need or really what I want. So I'm just going to take it up with God. God can't really mean that. This is what we talked with Dr. Bevia tonight. She had somebody at her church that was saying, even though she was shown Scripture, the woman says, I'm sure that's not what God meant. Now she's going to translate. She didn't even know the Scripture existed, probably never even opened up the Bible. And she was sure that that's not what God meant. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Really, you got to be part of the conversation as a whole. Not kind of, sort of. Right? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I know some of you like being part. I like being part of the problem. For the other side, though. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-RealGeo, 855-732-5563. Let's head off to Ed in Washington. Ed, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. It's about three things. For one thing, all these people that say they're practicing their religion, you would think after all the practice, they would at least get part of it right. And the thing about Bitcoin, didn't anybody ever remember you don't buy a wooden nickel?
No, you know? No, there's only a few of us left that remember that term, Ed.
Yeah. And then the other thing about our financial situation, if you looked at it from a lending company, they generally don't give bad credit, open-ended credit cards to people who show bad faith in making payments. Is the way this is going to end up is we have to vote these people out. Doesn't matter about their party affiliation, but these people that are going along with this ruining our country financially. Otherwise, we're going to have to foreclose on the White House and the Senate buildings for the debt that we now to even come close to paying back our debt.
Oh, you're such an optimist, Ed. I don't see how we're going to pay back the debt. You know, rate slash ratio now. Our great, great, great grandchildren will still be paying on this debt that we put them into. We're stealing from them, and it's wrong.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the only way we're going to even start beginning to clean it up is just vote everyone out, since it's so hard to remove them for malfeasance, because that takes a vote of the people that are actually doing these crimes against our society.
You sound like, I always say the same thing. It's like having the fox watch the hen house. I mean, you're asking these guys to make a decision that will take money out of their pockets. It ain't going to happen. And I very much appreciate the call. Really do.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. He's right. I mean, you're asking these guys to, it's like they want to impose term limits on the Supreme Court, the justices. And frankly, you don't need term limits. Anyone can be removed for bad behavior. That's constitutional. The problem is that if you try to remove any one of them from bad behavior, most of Congress would have to, they would have to leave. They would have to resign, because it'd be the same basic bad behavior now, wouldn't it? Now, Joey B came out today. Somebody just sent me this, and I want to do this story so bad. But let me finish with the drama playing out in the Southern Baptist Convention. And it is drama. Because, you know, what I want to say about it is it's really funny how these soulless, godless people are telling us what we should be and shouldn't be doing. Right? And the drama play, what's her name? Mika Brzezinski. The one that Morning Joe was fooling around with, wasn't he? I mean, isn't that what he was having an affair with her? The drama playing out within the Southern Baptist Convention, she says, is representative of the wider struggle within American Christianity. Right? And she goes, in fact, Christian faith has far too often become a weapon in the arsenal of those who worship at the altar of politics. So it's some people that don't go to church at all, people who don't know Christ at all, people who don't know God at all, are telling us how to deal with God. And yet when we take godly principles, when we push and say, no, this is what we want, they're telling us that we're worshiping at the altar of politics. I was with a pastor one day when he was talking about abortion and the movie Unplanned, which y'all ought to see. Right? And actually, the uninformed, I have no other way to say it, uninformed and ignorant, come on, give me something else to work with, but the uninformed and ignorant people in the church, a small group, came up and asked him why he was politicized, why was he bringing politics into the church? So all of a sudden, the life of a baby, abortion, is now a political, this is what they do, it's a political issue. No, it's not. They want to make it one so that the pastor won't talk about it. It's not. It is a life issue, a life and death issue that has to do with God. It's really that simple. But see, they think if they keep tweaking and twisting and poking and prodding, that they're, and some of their listeners will fall right in line with them and do what they want them to do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So Joey B's, I love these people who are so clueless it's scary. The White House has decided, through Joe Biden, that gangbangers now need to have the opportunity to go to summer camp. That's right. Because if we can get them into summer camp, we can get them off the streets. They'll have something to do other than rob and pilfer and beat and rape and all that other fun stuff. Because that's all they need. They, you know, it's like they used to tell us with ISIS. All they need is a hug. They'll be fine. These people are whacked. They have, there is a mental problem there. To think that all these gangbangers in Chicago, all the, I'm sure the MS-13 gang, that's all they want. Send us to camp. We'll stop everything. We'll leave the guns at home. We'll give them to you guys. Just send us to camp, please. Ridiculous. Right? And then he's going to clamp down to stop the violence. You ready for this one? He's going to clamp down on, you know, gun stores that don't do proper background checks. Do you gun owners know of any gun store that doesn't do a proper background check? You can't pick up the item. You can't pick up the gun without a proper background check in a gun store. However, on the streets, you can get them all day long. Not a problem. But this is how brain dead they are. They're going to clamp down on something, on an issue that doesn't exist. I guarantee you these thugs, they're not buying guns at a gun store. They're not going through a background check. And that the guns they catch them with, I'm sure have no serial numbers on them. Gun stores don't do that. It's just amazing. We come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit about the, I love this, talk a little bit about the Georgia chain of custody problem they have with over, ready for this, over 300,000 ballots. Come on, let that sink in for a second. And then not only that, how they can prove how these ballots were moved around, and not good, not cool. Go over to your host, this is Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall election. The state's Secretary of State confirmed Wednesday that her office had received more than 1.7 million verified signatures, enough to trigger the recall. That election is likely to be scheduled for this fall. If Newsom survives the recall, he would then be up for re-election in 2022. And a CDC advisory committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh those risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA does plan to include a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Hi, I'm back. I'm back. So we see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Root Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. That's really what it boils down to. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you've spent with us. So, in again, beating this to death, but you're going to see more and more of this. The audits that have been taking place, the audits that have been going down, you have to be, I don't know about you, but I do. You have to be excited about this. Now, I say that because they're catching so many issues. Today, it was reported in Arizona that there were over 50 votes cast from one two-bedroom house. Now, that's a lot of people in one room or two rooms. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about the think about how much this doesn't make any sense. How much this doesn't come together, and yet you got Chuck Schumer up there saying that Trump is spreading lies. How could he be spreading lies? No, come on, really? That doesn't make sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. So now what we hear in what's going on is in Georgia, the chain of custody for over 300,000 ballots. Right, they can't find it. It doesn't exist. Of 600,000 ballots that were cast in a particular group, in a particular area, they can only find a chain of custody for just under 300,000. Now, the biggest issue of all this is that there were almost 2,000 mail bins brought into different locations. None of the bins, you've seen those things, you've seen them in the movies and other places. A big basket, if you would. Right? And everything's kind of thrown in there. Well, that's where those ballots were. They were just kind of thrown in there. But Georgia law says that those ballots have to be moved in a sealed box that's numbered. The bins have to be numbered. Where they came from. Right? Who picked them up? How they got there, for that matter. Think about that. But, hey, nothing to see. This was the most secure election we've had ever. Oh, by the way, the Secretary of State had decided to remove over 100,000 names off the voter rolls because they can't verify them. They don't exist. The areas don't exist. The houses, the apartment buildings don't exist. Where was this in 2020? Somebody probably, you know, send me the number if you can. Right? I mean, think about something here. I think, what did Trump lose Georgia by? Was it 20,000 votes, give or take a few? Somewhere in that number? 300,000 ballots didn't have chain of custody. 100,000 names being removed. Why now? Why not in 2020? Why not before the election? And if that's the case and they're still, they don't count, and they don't count back to November, then take those votes away. Right? I mean, I'm not bringing up anything here that isn't what the law already states. You know, you look at what's going down again with crime all across the country. I mean, crime is up everywhere. And mostly in Democrat-run cities, Democrat-run states. Because they keep pulling money away from the police. You had a 90... Ready for this one? Compared to last year, this time. 95% increase. I'm talking slow because I want to make sure you don't miss any of this. 95% increase in murders in Los Angeles. Right? In a year. Why not? Who are they going to send out? 700% increase in crime as a whole. Who's going to stop you? I found out today, in no uncertain terms, from people in law enforcement, that Gascon, the LA DA, the Soros choice, he will not allow juveniles to be brought to court. There will be no charges brought against juveniles unless they're murder charges, attempted murder, that kind of thing. Otherwise, no go. Not going to happen. When you've got a bunch of young kids that are out of control to begin with, which is what they are, right? Would you give me that much? What are you going to do? How are you going to do? What are you going to do to curb them? What are you going to do to make sure that they're in jail and get the help that they need? That's the other thing. What, we can't help these kids anymore? You got to get them in the system before you can help. And I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, God, Joe, you get them in the system, you're done. No. No, there are ways to make this work. If people really care, really want to pay attention, and they really want rehabilitation for these kids, they'll do something for real about it. All right, so again, from the guy who doesn't believe in science, remember that, you know what they said to us? They called us evangelicals don't believe in science. That's what's wrong with them. Just amazing. Now when I come to find out, God, if kids weren't confused enough, the Olympic Committee has allowed Laurel Hubbard to compete in the upcoming Olympic Games. And there's been outcry all over the place. You know what? I really believe, I know you guys have been training all your life. Don't get mad at me. Boycott the Olympics. That simple. You're talking about like $1 billion all the way around. These cities, these countries have paid millions and millions of dollars. Right? So, Hubbard was among five weightlifters confirmed on Monday as a member of the New Zealand's team for the Tokyo Olympics. At 43, quote, she, close quote, will also be the oldest weightlifter at the Games. Will be ranked fourth in August 2nd, the competition for women's 87 or 192 pounds and over. Women 192 pounds and over. You know, I say that. How many? When you look at these weightlifters, yeah. I'm grateful and humbled by the kindness and the support that has been given to me by so many New Zealanders. Hubbard, who is a biological male, said in a statement from the Olympic News, when I broke my arm at the Commonwealth Games 3 years ago, I was advised that my sporting career had likely reached its end. Why? Because he couldn't keep up with the males in the business. Do you know how the Olympic Committee comes up with the decide to let you in or not, they testosterone tests. So because she came in at a lower testosterone level than most males in that category, she will be given a place at the table, which is wrong. Dead wrong. The sad part about all this is that these people were honest and real and true. They'd admit to the fact, look at the average clean and jerk in his weight category for males is 480 pounds or 460 pounds. I may have that backwards, but whatever. The average for the woman's category at that level is 340 to 360 pounds. You almost have a 100-pound difference. How is that competition? Every one of those ladies that have been beating their buns, practicing, lifting weights, doing the clean and jerk, now they got bupkis. Nothing. It's not right. And it's not fair. They have been doing this for probably a decade or so. The last 18 months has showed us all that that there is a strength in kinship, the community, and they're working together towards a common purpose, and crapping all over people that have worked their whole lives. No, that's my word. Right? Now, the decision drew backlash from groups such as the Save Women Sports, conservative commentator Todd Starnes, and others have spoken, myself included. So basically, according to Todd Starnes, a dude who thinks he's a woman beat a bunch of biological women in a powerlifting competition, how does that make you feel? I mean, after 43 years of life, 98% were living as a male, and now you've decided you can go ahead and be a female. Now, again, they're taking hormone blockers. They're taking chemicals that keep the testosterone levels going to the level that would keep them from playing in, women's clean and jerk. This just isn't right. It's not fair. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGER-855. 732-556. We get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you truly become part of the solution is to listen, get informed, and understand. Seriously. Anyhow. Now, we were talking about the clean and jerk weightlifter that has been approved for the Olympics purely on the testosterone level. Not on what they were born or how they were born. But, you know, just before you take that test, well, if you start taking, you know, the proper kind of, you know, estrogen or the drugs and or chemicals they give you to make the transition, and you, so your testosterone levels are way down. I'm just curious. Seriously. Now, according to Reuters, whatever it's called, female athletes were told to be quiet on the matter of transgender athlete competition. One said, "I'm quite disappointed with a female athlete who will lose out on that spot." Lambrex, who won a bronze medal for New Zealand at the 2018 Commonwealth Games, said to the local news source, "We're all about equity for women in sports. But right now, that equality is being taken away from us." You know, and she's so right. For years, women's rights groups, for years they fought for equality in sports. Equity, equality, whatever you want to call it. They wanted the same opportunities and the same chances. And with the Title IX here in California, well, in the government as a whole, that means there were tweaks made to, and again, somebody's going to take this the wrong way, but I, at this point in my life, I don't care. But there were tweaks made to, you know, baseball fields. It became softball fields. They're smaller than the regular fields. And, you know, you think about this. They do it for medical reasons. They do it because there's a difference in upper body strength, lower body strength, muscle mass, all of that between the two genders. Seriously. They need to make up their minds. What do they want? I don't think they know. I think they're so mentally incapacitated, they can't come up with what they truly want that's going to satisfy everybody. They're fighting among themselves. Are there genders? Are there not genders? Do we have women's sports? Don't we have women's sports? And if we have, why did we have women's and men's sports to begin with? We should all be happy under one big blanket. Why weren't we doing that? She goes on to say, "I'm quite disappointed, quite disappointed. I've had female weightlifters come up to me and say, what do we do now? This isn't fair. Fair. What do we do? Unfortunately, there's nothing they can do." But I don't buy that. I do not buy that. I think that these countries have to grow a spine and not go. Have a second set of games. Have a set of Olympic games made strictly for cisgen people. How's that? I'd love it. "A nonpartisan group defending Title IX, there you go, Save Women's Sports, called the International Olympic Committee's decision to allow Hubbard to compete as a flawed policy." Think about something. 43-year-old, for all intents and purposes, a 43-year-old male. Everything is formed. Muscle mass is formed. Bone density is formed. The whole nine yards. Right? "The IOC justified its decision by requiring trans athletes to maintain a certain testosterone level for 12 months before competing." Right? And apparently, Hubbard met that requirement. Now, meanwhile, that policy statement of the IOC declares the overriding sporting objective is, and remains, the guarantee of fair competition. How is this fair competition? Really, I'd like truly someone in the medical world, not the Facebook medical world, the real medical world. I'd like somebody to tell me really how this makes sense from a science standpoint. Well, they're always on our case for that, aren't they? Yeah, from a science standpoint, tell me how this makes sense. How does this ring true? Because I don't know how you find that. Oh, I shouldn't say I don't know how. You can't find it. It doesn't exist. It's just amazing. And you parents, God bless you. You guys that took those young ladies out every morning to practice, wherever that was. You know, I see them practicing on the track. Softball in the afternoon. Putting off family vacations to trips because of the things that the kids had to do. Right? I mean, think about it. And now, look what happens. It's just amazing to me. And we're the ones that are blind. We're the ones that are bigot. We're the ones that are racist. We're the ones that are homophobes. Well, maybe we should coin a new term on the show. Maybe we should call them genderphobes. What do you think? No, really, seriously. Isn't that kind of what it is? They're afraid that a real gender might, I don't know, taking a stand on gender equality. So this is another thing, too. I want to know something. If we have no gender, if everybody needs to move to gender neutralness, can women still be paid less than men when they don't exist? I'm asking for a friend. God bless. Oh, yeah. Okay, move on. Supreme Court, some people say they dealt a real significant blow to the unions by striking down a California regulation. But California never adheres to what the Supreme Court says, only when it works on their for their side, right? The Supreme Court struck down a California regulation that allowed union organizers to access agricultural farm workers on private property. Right? So the union wanted the power to come onto your private property and push to unionize the workers, your workers. The court ruled that it violated both the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments. They voted 6-3. That's pretty good. Against the 1975 regulation that required agricultural employees to allow union organizers onto their property to talk to the workers, and that's according to a Wall Street Journal report. And in a clash between private property rights and pro-union interests, the Supreme Court invalidated a California regulation that required agricultural employees to allow union workers onto their property to speak with their workers. And, you know, again, I'm so surprised that they actually, in their ruling, in their opinion, right, they actually mentioned the Constitution. Now, how many of these rulings or what have you do we actually hear them mention the Constitution, really lay out the Constitution, if you would? Not much. A lot of times they'll refer to another court's ruling or a previous SCOTUS. Now, the State Agricultural Labor Relations Act, it granted collective bargaining rights to farm workers who weren't included in union organizational protection. Right? They didn't get it under the National Labor Relations Act. So the California Agricultural Labor Relations Board, they granted union workers, right, or organizations, I should say, they gave them authority to meet with workers on employers' property during non-work hours. So the court said, hey, wait a minute. Now what you're doing is you're violating private property rights. Think about that. You can walk on my property anytime to look and even see if there's any workers there that you want to talk to. Remember, our founders recognized that the protection of private property was indispensable. Look where they came from. Right? If you're going to promote the promotion of individual freedom, individual liberty, you had to have the ability, if you're going to own your own property, and make sure the government couldn't just come take it away from you. Justices wrote that this court agrees, having noted that the protection of property rights is necessary to preserve freedom. It empowers persons to shape and plan their own destiny in a world where governments are always eager to do so for them. Wow. I'm surprised, even though those words were put in there. Now, the regulation was put in place after Cesar Chavez, the farm worker movement that argued in the 70s that farm workers were hard to reach outside of the fields. Chavez said that the regulation was essential for farm workers to organize while growers challenged the regulation as a violation of private property rights. California Supreme Court upheld the regulation. The Supreme Court declined to take an appeal in 1976. This is why I say to you, just because something has been declined doesn't mean it's gone forever. We can get back in there. Sometimes you got to twist it around, tweak it a little bit, come at it a little differently, but do it. Now, the Cedar Point Nursery and Fowler Packing Company, they fought this regulation for a long time. So, if these guys want to unionize, they truly want to unionize these people because they think it's the right thing to do, then do it like everybody else does it. After hours, off-site. So, I'm your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Coming up the next hour, there are other ways for you to be able to take care of your health, to get a health care option. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.